ויקח, ויקח קוירח בן יצרו, בן קרוס, בן לוי ודוסון ואבירו בן הילו, בן אליוב. רשי סז ויקח, פרשה זו יופו נדרשס. רשי במסדם, והלבישום טליסום שכולו תחילס. בואו ועומדו לפני מוישה, אמרו, טלי של כולו תחילס, חייבס בציציס ופטורו. אמר להם חייבס. התחילו לשחק כלו. אפשר טלי של מנכות, חותכות, שתחילס פויטרו, זו שכולו תחילס לטיף פרס עצמו. בסטרד ולצודס. The Balaturim says that the last parsha that we learned in the end of Shlach was Parsha's Tzitzis. Also learned Tzitzis al kan v'bigdeyem. No one nismachos as koirach le Parsha's Tzitzis. So the Balaturim speaks out that nechleku על הציציס, because חזל say that קוירח came with this לצונס of the ציציס. So first time the world stells how קוירח knew that Moshe will answer שטלי שכולו תחילס is חייב בציציס. The third thing is because every kid understands that this is the answer. So what is the לצונס? Everyone came dressed up. Moshe, potu achai. Maybe Moshe will say potu. What do you came all of you? The answer is, Moshe had to tell him. I know what you know. You know that I will answer potu. Chai. Why you know that? Because every lambda understands that even if it's a din tcheles, it doesn't happen. So what is the litzonis? What is the joke? And if the lambda could be that it's potu, maybe Taki Moshe will say that it's potu. Zeifak di Chacham Tzvi. So Chacham Tzvi says, the Medrash Rabbe says, ויקח קוירח בן יצור. יצור is שמן. We don't understand what it means, but יצור is שמן. קוירח said, how it could be that Aaron HaKohen that was נמשך בשמן is קודש, and I, that I'm the son of שמן, I'm not קודש. We don't understand what it means, I'm the son of שמן, but יצור is שמן. But the answer is, we see in ציציס. כולו תחילס is חייב בציציס. So Mele, this is what he told him. If you say that Talis is potu because Kulo Tchele is, I for sure have to be the Kohen Gadol. Because I'm the son of Shemen, I'm Kulo Tchele, I'm Shemen. And if not, Mele doesn't give in the Litzot. Say it. If it answers, sort of. But the Shaila is, we know the reason we wear Tzitzis is, Ure'isem Oysom Uschalte. Tzitzis is the thing that when a person will have it hard in life, if he goes with tzitzis, tcheles, he will remember the Borei Olam, and he will not come to do aveiros. How it could be that from tzitzis, that the chesed of the mitzvah of tzitzis is, ureisem oisom uschaltem, from that mitzvah, koirach falls. From that mitzvah is the nefilah of koirach. So the truth is, it says in the parsha of Tzitzis, "Veloisosuru achrei levavchem veachrei einechem." Fein of Simcha Zisa, "Veloisosuru achrei levavchem veachrei einechem." Had to be "Veloisosuru achrei einechem veachrei levavchem." What happens? You see something nice, and then you want it, and then it's all—it starts to go up to your head. It doesn't go up to your head, and then you see something nice. So how do we believe it's a suh achi neichem v'achi levavchem? What is believe it's a suh achi levavchem v'achi neichem? The Talmud says a person sees what he wants to see. I say, Alamo, some people say, he's in Galatian Eretz Yisrael. They're learning, no responsibility, parnose, kids, how they will marry off the kids. I'm sure you heard it. I'm not in your circles, yeah, but the friends of your circles, I'm sure you heard it. I'm not saying they're right, they're wrong, I'm not even going to discuss it today. Some people say, look, wow, Ingelai, don't have what to eat, and sitting and learning, amazing. The shadow what we want is. A person sees what he wants to see. Every time it starts levavchem and then is it neich. The eyes is the question of what you want to see. The Chavis Halvogos brings down that the Chochom was going with his Talmidim. And they saw a nevele. They told the Rebbe, "Kama srucho nevele zu." Omar le machosid, "Kama yof, kama levonim shineo." It's every time the question, what to see. Look how hard he's trying. The mele, tzitzis is good. But first you have to fix the levavche. If you fix the levavche, then tzitzis helps you. But if a person has a wrong leiv, and this is the pshat be'etzem in Koyach, something is very strange when you learn Parshas Koyach. If you learn the text of the Torah, what Koyach wants? You open the text. Madua tisnasu al ka'al Hashem, we'll see some of Sukim. Shimuno. Ubikashtem gam kehuna. You want to be a Kohen Gadol? Going back and forth. Kru yishumachto yato ve'aroin. Nusatem k'toyres, the one that Hashem will choose. So it looks like he wants to be a Kohen. Bikashtem gam kehuna. Maktir ha'ktoires, Rashi says, Shosisi losos la'orin kunegdoilo. So he wants to be a Kohen Gadol. Mitzad sheni, Rashi says, "Vayu lois shem u'elu mosaim shenechlo la kehuna v'nisrefu." And Rashi says, "Koyrach sheniskane b'nesiusoi shel litzofe." What happened to Koyrach niskane b'nesiusoi shel litzofe? Oma, das ist das Rashi. Oma roke ich lach lich, imoish in iskan in asiyus ishe litzofen, shmino und imoish in osi abne yos. Oma kerech, achi abo arbo. Not lo shne bono gdulo, echol melech echol kregod, mi rite rite las ashniya lo yanish ani ben itzor, shu sheni le amrom. Vo umino nosi es ben ochi vakot mikulo, mar ni chodek alo mevad al esdvo. So he wanted a shtel. So what are the shaykhs who bikashtem gam kehuna, now he wants to be a Kohen Gadol? And now that Ibad Chazal say that Koyach was apikoyres, yevshi loy b'moyshe v'loy b'tirosri. Yevshi loy b'moyshe v'loy b'tirosri. Roshan Rambam kofru boy ba'ad as Koyach. Yevshi loy b'moyshe v'loy b'tirosri. So he wants Kohen Gadol, he wants to be Koyfer on Teresh and Halper, Teresh and Ksav. Or he's jealous of a little shteller. The answer is, Koyrach was a smart person. But he was jealous. And the minute that he was jealous, he started to see everything in a different eyes. And The minute that he was jealous, everything looked different. Everything was in a different eye. He became blind. So Avada, he wanted to be Kohen Gadol and he was Kaifer ben Moshe, but everything started because it was a shtickle kine. To see the koyach of kine, the koyach of machlekes is a person is jealous. He loses the objectivity. He doesn't know what is happening. Chazal say 250 nesim went to Makriv victorious. Only one of them could win. Someone will tell you, it's a company that has one bottle, one soda can, the terrorists put poison in, one Coke can. And you know, it's slow, if you drink it, your hands just fall off. No one will buy Coke for that week, right? One can. 250 people at Makriv, only one could win. We will show Moshe we're not scared. And what we know, and this is what Oyman Peles' wife told him, you're anyway not going to win. When a person is in a machlekes, he can't see it. He's blind. He will do every mistake. He will do every mistake that he could do. This is the koyach of machlekes. This is the power, the danger of machlekes. So the yikach koyach ben Yitzhar ben Kehos. Nevelio ben Peles ויקומו לפני מוישה ואנשים בני ישראל חמישים ומאוסיים נשיא העידו קרי המויד עד שישם ויקולו על מוישה ועל ארים ויאמרו עליהם רב לכם ככל העידו כולם קדושים ובסייכום השם ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם רבי רבונים צאה למור to see the blind of the machlekes some say the gerebes is different מוישה רבינו חזר say הקדוש ברוך הוא says העונב מכל העולם When it was a machlekes with Moshe, what was the time on Moshe? Not kas, not galev. Madua tisnasu Moshe, why you're a balgai? When people fight, not only some they find the chesroiness. The mailev, the other person, they could see blind. They saw Moshe as a lama tisnasu. Lama tisnasu, Moshe is the oron midolodom. Kadosh Baruch Hu says was never an honor like Moshe. But when people fight, they just see everything in their own eyes. Rebbe said, yes, it's not a shvel. So the Rebbe said a different pshat. He said, we think Gaiva is A and Nova is B, right? That's called Ara Nova is Gaiva even on that Nova, yeah? But this is the way we look at it. The person that knows what is a Nova. So Moshe was a real Anov, he didn't play shtick Anov. So the minute they thought that he's a Makayv. We shtick Anov, you don't take this keyboard here. No shach is not Anov, okay? Forget Chaz V'Shalom, it doesn't look good, it'll look better. I say, no, it looks better. So the guy plays shtick Anov. So, oh, he's playing shtick Anov, he doesn't play shtick Anov. So you think he's the guy, but he's... Moshe was the real Anov, no shtick Anov. The Imam Mishpat, he's a festival guy. There's only guy. מקום מקום ויקולו על מוישה וידבר על קורח ועל הדוסי בויקר ויידס השם לוי וסקודש ויקריב רב לוחם בני לב השבר הרש דובר גוטר לך לכם את השבורך ובימי מוישה וקורח שימונו בני לוי המעט מכם כי היבל אלוהי כי ישראל עשר מאמס ישראל להכירו מסעילו ולאבי לסבית אס משכן השם והגירו איסחו וסכן אחריכו בני לוי איתחו וביקשתם גם כהונה חיים שמו לוי זה בוא להיר שמו לוי it's a beautiful God חיים שמו לוי said he hates the Zaitike mensch the Zat that's a Zat someone that's full I say full someone eats can't eat anymore how you call it? Sishir is that
Saver?
Yeah, Saver.
Satiated.
He hates the satiators. A guy feels, I'm full. I learned that 5 minutes morning saying, I'm full. You know, this guy, he showed up Friday for 3 minutes, he feels he's full. Came to the Chabur for 10 minutes, he feels he's full. Yeah? He hates these people. People that feel full, he hates. A person has to be the whole time hungry. More, more, more. He hates the people that feel full. Well, Hashem, I had a good zman. Comes with, you know, middle Sivan, he feels he can go back to camp. He's full, yeah, he's okay. Had a good zman. These people get nowhere. What Moshe wants from Bnei Levi? He tells, it's not enough that you're a Levi, you want also a Kohen? Yes. And Avodas Hashem, we want more, 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 more. You don't want to be the Gadol Adol? Hashem, you would. You don't want to be the Kohen Gadol? You want, why not? I don't want to be a Kohen Gadol. You don't want to be a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Nosi, Rosh Sanhedrin, why not? Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifchir, Fakir, Yerushalmi, Chazini, Shukri, Vege, everything, no? No, it's enough. Be happy with what you have. Well, I hate the Shtosha people, yeah? So what is kind of Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav lochem bnei Levi. Hame'at mikem, you Levim, you want more? We were brought up, we want more. We want to steig and steig and steig. Not if I'm showing about it that someone else has a shul. But we want to shine. The Teretz is Givaldi Givald. The Shaila, why you want more? Because you're not satisfied with what you have. Oh my God, in Avodas Hashem, you want more. Person says, I finished Bobby Kamen, I want everything. I finished one Masechta, I want to finish us. Not. One of Moshe, Chaim Shalom Tzahal, someone came over to one of the Gedolim in America. He wants his son to go out to work. I said, why? He's a nice boy. He said, I made a cheshbon. The God Lador is not going to be. The most couple hundred black Gemara, you will know. So maybe I think we'll take him out to work. So Shishira told him, listen, I don't think he will become Bill Gates. Not even Trump, yeah? Maybe $100 million, yeah? I'm not going to be Bill Gates. So why do you want him to go out to work? The Teretz is, by you, blood Gemara is Gomesh. If it's going to be Chazanish, you mask him. If you're Eger, you mask him. But 200 blood Gemara is Gomesh, baby. But by you, a dollar is Epis. $100 million is a lot. A couple hundred pages of Gemara, but it's a couple million words of Gemara. No. Moshe tells me, Levi, Hame'at Mikim. You don't feel satisfied. That is Nishku. I'm very satisfied. I want more. I learned 10 hours. I want tomorrow 11 hours. Not because I feel empty. And Be'etzem, this is one of the keys to Hatzloch. Person has to want more and more and more. But not because he feels that he's empty. It's because he wants more. Vayishlach Moshe likhoi ledosan velaaviro bnei Eliyahu vayomru lo. Rashi is a medrash tanchuma. Remember for all of your life. מכאן שאין מחזיקים במחלקס שיומוי שמחזר אחריהם להשלים הם בדיב ראשון. ויקח קוירח ויקולו על מוישה וידבר על קוירח וישלח ליקוי לדוסם ולהבירום ויאמרו לו נעלה. What do you think happens in the end? Vayoko Moshe. Vayelech el dosen v'avirom. They're fighting with Moshe. He says, please, I want to talk to you. They say no. He goes to visit them. Mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. And again, I'm telling it to you now before you're the machlekes. Members of the machlekes as a klal ein machzikim be machlekes. You know you're right, you know he's wrong. You know you're right and you know he's wrong. But as a haloche, ein machzikim be machlekes. Ein machzikim be machlekes. You have to try to make shalom. Moshe against these people. Moshe, and Rashi says, not because Moshe is demanding. And remember this in life. You have a machlekes with your neighbor. Machlekes in your shul. Try to make peace. Try to go over to try to call him to come over. Here's the mavot I want to say. Agav, v'hichal le'moishe mo'id v'yoymer l'Hashem artifen el minchosom lo'y chamoy rechod mehem noisosi. זה דרש שלא יחמור של איכות מהם נוטלתי אפילו כשהולכתי ממדיון למצרים והרכבתי אס אישתי ואסבוני על החמור ולילית אל איסה החמור משלם ונוטלתי אלו משלי זה מאוד נזח מוישה says רבוי זה I never took nothing I'm very clean even when I went back and I took my wife I didn't take the donkey from them I heard a shout of a vault Ah, Moshe says, I never took nothing from nobody. You know, there with my wife, remember, I took her, that donkey is mine. He says, a manik that says that he doesn't take from people, it's not a mile. Sometimes because he can't take from people, he has to go in buses. It's the travel academy. He comes, he's exhausted. Well, what is the mile? What is the mile? He doesn't have a phone. Doesn't have a fax. Not any time it's a mile. Although when he starts to take for his family, then it's a problem. So when Moshe says I'm clean, when I needed to remember a donkey for my wife, I didn't take from them. For going back to Klal Yisrael, Adarav. Vayomer Moshe el Korach. Suono. וזוי סטיידו כי השם שלוחם נילס איזס כל המייסים האלה כי לא ימי ליד אם כמו איז כל האודון ימוסון אלו פקוד אז כל האודון יפוקד עליהם לא ישם שלוחם ואם בריאו עברו השם ופוצס או אדום או אספיו ובוא לא איסון ואיז כל השלוהם ויולדו חיים שאילו וידעתם כי ניעצו האנושים האלה אס השם עמוד נזח Moshe says, you know how you will know that Hashem sent me? If the Oretz will open and these people will be swallowed in and not only that, they'll be swallowed in alive. V'yedatem ki niyatzu Hashem. V'im kemois kol ha'odom yimusum. Even if they die right away. Le Hashem shlochot. But if the Oretz opens her mouth and they swallowed in alive, Hashem Shlochon. Chazal say that this is Asoro Dvorim Shenivru Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Pioritz. Shal is why we need it. Why we need it. Zoi Speidu Ke Hashem Shlochoni Im Kemoiz Kol Odom Yomusum Le Hashem Shlochon. Im Priyo Yivru Hashem Ufotzeso Adomo Espiyo ויודו חיים שאוי לו ידעתם כי ניה עצו השמיים צהר וזה גיבל לי כבוד it says מיימד על סיני כופו על אמהר כגיגיס אמר אם אתם מקבלים מסרטוי רמותו ואם לאו שום תהיה כבורס so the מפורשים עשה קש why we need כופו על אמהר כגיגיס they said נעשה ונשמע So Taisa said he was scared that they would change their mind, the Eshak Doilo. The famous Medrash Tanchuma says, was on Teiro Shebe Alpeh. Teiro Shebe Ksav, they said, Naaseh V'Nishma. of a Torah Sheba'al Peh, what we're sitting and learning day and night, and this, and the Torah Sheba'al Peh, you needed Kof Alem Harkigis. And the Torah Sheba'al Peh, you needed Torah. Hikosho Kirimo V'Kesheorim V'Beinu Miskayemes. So Kof Alem Harkigis is on Torah Sheba'al Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kicholai de kulam gdeishim." Zod koyrach, "Kicholai de kulam gdeishim." Lo Hashem shlochoni. Moshe says, "Hashem shlochoni." And what is the argument? And the shtelitz. What koyrach was type? He knows Hashem said anoichi. Koyrach was in Ma'amid Har Sinai. He said, "Yeah, Hashem told Moshe, but Moshe has jobs, you know. He has a little kupo, he could do what he wants to give out the jobs. It's not Mashomayim Teir Shebaal Peh, everything what Moshe says is Mashem." Moshe says, if Lo Hashem Shlochoni, if you kofer in Teir Shebaal Peh, so we go back to the Matzev, Kofo Lehem Har Kegigis, Shom Tiye Kvurascha. This is Shom, not Poi. Forever. If you koifer in Teirish Baal Peh, you have to be. Now, if Kofar Lehem Har Kegigis, what would happen? The mountain would fall on them and they are alive. So, Anshe Koirach need to be swallowed alive. And they told it to Rabbi Yaakov Rudenberg, he said, and also the Ben Ishchai, this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Kol HaMis'atzel Be'espedoi Shel Chochom Roi Lekov Roi Chai. Why some people not machshit the melech chacham? The Torah is the Torah, they learned it. We know that learning Torah shebaal peh, the Mesorah that we have, this is the Hemshech HaTorah. Kol HaMis'atzel Be'espedoi Shel Chochom Roi Lekov Roi Chai. Es Shom Tiye Kvurasa. Before she talk to say, Vayipol Moshe al ponov. Chazal asked a kasha. And the eagle, he was not noifel al ponov. Why here? Vayikach koyach benitzo. Vayikolu vayishva boishe. Vayipol al ponov. Rashi says, Mipnei amachlekes. Shekvar biyodom sirochin rabi, chotu beegel vayichal Moshe. Vimeraglim beegel. Now Nisrash lo yodom. Why here he didn't manage? The Torah says in the Egel, what was Moshe's limud? He said, Hashem, you told me, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo iye lecha. So they didn't, you know, they know that it's them. But the Maaseh, you spoke to me. So no matter what they did the Egel, they don't feel that they're directly against you. Aber Korach said, Ki chol ha'ede kulam k'doishi. So Rashi, kulam ha'shumanu mipi ha'gvuro. Hashem spoke to us, not to you. This is the Chasam Sefer, this is the Pshat. It's after Parshat Tzitzis, v'isim k'doishi. When Korach heard that kol ha'ede kulam k'doishi, so Moshe says, if they claim that they heard from Hashem Anoichi, Hashem Anoichi, so why did they do the Egel? I don't have an answer anymore. ויפול על פונו. ותפתח האורץ הספירו ותיב לה איסו ואסבותיהם וסכול האודם אשר לקרח וסכול הרח וירדו הם וכל אשר לאים חיים שאוהים וכל ישרול אשר סביבו איסו נוסו לקוילו כי אומרו פן תיב לאינו האורץ זאת בתרגום יוינוסם בן עוזיר ונוחתו הינון וכל דלהוין כת חיים לשאוהילו וכל ישראל דבחזרנסון אורקו מן דחיל כלוהים היך צבחים. Everyone, they heard them screaming, everyone was running away. And what they were saying? מוישה אמס, וענן ראשון דמריד מי, ובני ישראל, כת שמוע ראום ודילמתי ולאון יסן אור. Everyone ran away. I heard a thing from the Rabbeinu Bechaya. You know, Hashem does everything with a cheshbon. Korach v'chol hadosek got swollen down. everyone got scared to death and they were running. You know what is scared to death to run? Today, every time after you see a bomb attack, everyone runs away. It's a pachad moves. People take them weeks to go back and it's shaking. It says that everyone in Klal Yisrael was scared. It's like a pachad moves. Especially I saw in Chazal it's brought down that if Korach had like a pin by someone, so it was like the floor became like a little line there, and it came to the place. From every place it was mamash, like things was like snakes, mamash ganze mat. Why? Korach and Hadassah were fighting, but everyone else kept quiet. They didn't stick up for Moshe. So for keeping quiet in the machlekes, the punish was that he was scared to death. So the guy said, I'm not mixing in. I'm not saying every time you have to mix in, yeah? But when someone is a korach, people are scared. I know these people, they're scared. So they don't take a side. I'm not saying every time you have to take a side. Klal Yisrael were punished. Shekulam nosim lekoyim. Remember when Panovich, Shmuel Mazovsky said a shir klali and mishmush. You know what is mishmush? Ele nishneichlim? Ele basa yishneichlim? Here, no, I saw the kids 15 years old, maybe they don't know, right? Mishmush is when someone dies, so his kid is Yerushim. What would it be if, the marshal, a brother dies, and there's no father? So the Gemara says, you don't yerush a brother like this. There's no line, no waves to the money to come from the brother. It goes to the father and falls in. Yerusha falls in, yeah? Imagine it, it falls. Nachla meifeles. Nachla can't drive. So how it goes to the side? Nachla memashmeshes ve'oilo. This is the sugya of Mishmush. This is Perik Yishnechim. The sugya mishmushes. So many tales how it goes. If it's mishmush and then it goes the wreck. So Shmuel said a whole tale of mishmush. But for sure, to understand mishmush, the ABC of mishmush is to believe that a dead person could get something in the kever. If the father cannot get nechosim in the kever, he can be the tzinoy to pass it to the brother. So Shmuel said, I could use Shmuel Ozovsky was like a Ponovich, a Bismendish was full. Shmuel Ozovsky said, Rashi Ukloli and Mishmush. But the Yerusha goes over to the father and the kid is Yachin. So the Yid, his name is Rav Tzuka. He's still today, I think he's missed already 80. He knows Kol HaTeir Kulam Mamish. Babu Shama Sifri Sifron Mechil to Deceft everything. The Makur Tziyunim and Amman Frankel, everything he does. He knows every Sifron, Chetzoyim, Pnimim, and he knows Kol HaTeir Kulam. So he got up in the middle of the shir, he took out a yarmulke, and he gave it to a guy and said, I'm makne it to koyach. Why it's not swallowed? Zaran, shekloli, it's not emes. If the meskur yoyresh, so I'm makne it to koyach, so the din blir. So why it's not nivla? He got in the middle of Shul Klali. So Shmuel got quiet. And Shmuel says, "Noch drei terutzim an der Shaal. Herrscht der Terz, given a din bli el Shaw." It's only 1 minute. Even if Korach has something now, it doesn't have, or if someone finds what happened to Korach. They say that, you know, people looking for the Yitzhakas of Korach, yeah? So, Haman found them, yeah? So, why doesn't swallow back? Well, it was a din blir. That was a tunish again. Come look at the posuk is mamshich. Vayloinu atem amitem es am Hashem, es adas am agefe, Aaron goes out with the ktoiras. Vaydabar Hashem el moi shalim, el dabar bnei Yisrael, vekach mihito matem matem lebeisobis. ותכתב, ושם ארון תכתב על מטה לוי, כי מטה אחד לראש ונחתום בו אל מויה לפני האידוס, והאיש אשר אפרה בו עם מטהו יפרה, והשיקויסים מעולה אסתלונה אס בני ישראל, אשר הם עלים עליכם. וידבר מוישה בני ישראל ואיתנו עליו כל נשיא מטה לנוסי אחד מטה לנוסי וינח מוישה סמטס מהשם וימימוכוס וידו מוישה ואל מויד והנה פורח מטה ארון לבסלי ויוצא פרח ויפחציץ ויגמר שקוינים ויוצא מוישה כל המטס בפני השם ואירו ויקחו איש מחתוס פרק דבר השם תלס מוישה לסן we can't anymore every time people are dying here everyone is complaining We have a poshta eitzah. Everyone brings a stick. We put the sticks inside. Tomorrow morning we'll see the stick that will have the flowers. He's the one that I chose. Frank Devel. Machlekes of Koyrach, 250 died. Finished. The other day in the morning, Ktoyrach died. Nechoshim, they spoke in Moshe, died. Meraglim, the tongues. Die, die, die. Everyone is dying. Gehenem, Gehenem, Gehenem. Nothing helps. Hashem says, listen, we have to get rid of this matzah. People are like, you don't have a good eitzah. Everyone bring a stick, a flower. I want to ask you, the proportion of what was happening in the midbar. Mont, slov, dat, tzvardei, akinim. This stick of Moshe became a snake, became everything already. You know what? I have an eitzah to keep everyone quiet. Everyone will bring a stick, and the stick that will come out, we will know that this is ours. And now it's good. So the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Lau, he spoke once. First I'll say it in his Nusach, then I'll say it in our Nusach. He said, to teach you the power of a bunch of flowers, what flowers could do. Yeah, this is the chief rabbi way to say it. To teach you what flowers could do. Yeah, what you can't do without flowers, you just give someone a bunch of flowers. Yes, okay, so he said it in his Nusach. But the Welt says it in this Nusach. All of the Moifsim now, Klal Yisrael had a time like this, no one to explain. Even the ones that were Cholek and Moshe Rabbeinu, no one thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is just a Bochor in Yeshiva Smir. Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is not even a question. The question is, if Moshe is allowed to add, if Moshe is mamish like a malach or he's a human being. Now, when people argue with Moshe and they lose every time, that losing doesn't prove 100% that Moshe is right. It's like there's a lot of machlekesim in Klal Yisrael. And it could be one side is right and the other one is not. But the ones that spoke against the other one also got punished because he's also Adam God. The ones that are punished to start with one gadol, even if he's wrong, it's not proof that they're right. Hashem said, "Now, no more fighting now, right? I just want to make a moifes that is kuloi no punishment. Just beauty. This is the oimik. Now, I'm trying to explain, put it together with the oimik of the chief rabbi. The message is be'etzim the same message. A lot of times in life, remember this, you have arguments with people and you're not managing to convince them. I remember I had a Rebbe that will tell every chosn after you got engaged. So where the minig is you get engaged. And then you send flowers for the first Shabbos or something like that. So that's a minog klal Yisrael. He would tell the chosn, do everything what is the minig. He would call every chosn after 4 weeks after he's engaged and tell him, send your kala flowers for Shabbos. He said, this Shabbos we don't have to. He said, exactly. Send flowers and write, I'm stam sending flowers because I like you. And everyone that did it, they said, this was like mamish, like, wow. Why? Because this is stam. This is the reason. Hashem said, I will do a moifes when there's no machlekes with Aaron. Now I'm standing and I'm moicha and the covenant of Moshe. And a machlekes, and something that no one is losing. Not I will patch the other person. Negative energy, we call it. No, I will show it with positive energy. When you show it with positive energy, you have the siyata teshuva. But it says that he took out the stick, vayoytze perach, you know what is a perach? A flower. Vayoytze tzitz, after the flower it becomes like a
blossom.
Blossom. Blossom. Blossom. You know all these words. And then vayigmor shkedim, and then it becomes nuts. Huh? Shkedim.
Elements.
So what it was? A flower?
A blossom.
A blossom? Or elements? What it was? Love it. What it was? Flowers? Vayoytze peifach perach. Vayoytze tzitz vayigmor shkedim. So what it was? Inside, it doesn't make a difference. It came out, yeah. It's a regular piece of, it's a wood, yeah? So the Rashbam says it came out, they saw flowers, they saw it changing to blossoms, and then becomes almond. They saw all of it happening. And then it's looking at the Rashbam on the Torah. Outside, it was Vayoytze tzitz, Vayifrach perach, the point of the moifus. Yeah, but it's not Janie, so only the five people that saw it when it was happening was the moifus. I heard from Meshver, Nosson Father, the Avot. It came out, it had flowers, blossoms, and almonds. Had all of the three things on it. To teach us the secret of Avodas Hashem. Nosson Vavada said that someone asked me to be Swell Salanta. I'm learning Messias Isholi. I'm not holding in Zahirus. To go to the next Madrege? He said, yeah, if you will wait to get to Zahirus, you will never get to Precious. You have to move up Madregas and in the same time finish yourself. Like a guy who says, I don't know Tanakh, so why am I learning Gemara? I don't know Mishnah, so why am I learning Gemara? It's not true. You start to learn Gemara, start to learn Be'iyun. The guy would say, no, I can't start Yerushalmi. I never finished Bavli. So most people wait till they die and then they cover them in Yerushalayim instead of the Yerushalmi. Yeah? I'm not saying now, you ain't just start Yerushalmi. I don't know Bavli. You have to do. The guy says, when I'll be a chashidach bocher, I'll start to work on davening. No, I'll have to work on davening. You know, I'm not keeping zdorim, I'll start to work on davening. I'll say shtayim mikra. I'm not makir in badatz. I'll say shtayim mikra. When I start to be makir in badatz, I'll say shtayim mikra. I don't have to go to the hotels. So then I'll start to say shtayim mikra. Yeah, I'm going to use the Tov and Shabbos, how I can say shtayim mikra. The Teretz says, in Avodas Hashem, you have to work on all of the things at the same time. As a perach, as a shkedim, as a tzitz, all of the three in the same time. This is what Mata Ha'alei. And the Pasuk finishes, Mot Nezach. Vayoytze Moshe eskol ha-matris melifnei Hashem el bnei Yisrael, vayiru vayikhu ish matay. Mistomer, they took their sticks. Frank Reb Zalman Tsarotsky in his name, what is it? Vayiru vayikhu ish matay. It was pieces of wood. So they took the sticks. And doyrus later, sometimes a person sings, Baruch Hashem, my life is good. Look at that Talmud Chochem, he's suffering, he's doing nothing in his life. He's a nebuch. Every shaved had a stick, empty stick. They asked him what it is. Chazal says, Shevet Levi never got a nachlen klal Yisrael. In our generation, it's very hard to understand that because business doesn't mean dafka property. You could sell on Amazon and make money. You don't have to have a property to make money. In the old days, if you didn't have a karka, you couldn't make money. Shevet Levi, Chazal said he didn't have money. This is the reason we fed him. So people think, Nebuch Shevet Levi, Baruch Hashem, I'm not Shevet Levi, Baruch Hashem. I have a swimming pool in my backyard, yeah? Every mate had a stick. We wanted to be Shevet Levi. Our grandparents were fighting to be like them. He didn't choose us. So everyone took back the mate to keep it Ledoiris. that the Doiris will remember the Doiris. That we had a matter, we also tried, we also wanted. Didn't happen. But every Nasi had a stick, and the kids would ask, what is the stick? I tried to be a lady, and it didn't work out. This is the life that we chose. Matters say, well, you know, we're from the Balabatisha families. Not the Balabatisha families. We give over the Messiah of the Balabatisha family. No. All of us wanted to be the Rabbanisha families. So Vayikhu Ish Matoisom, everyone took back his matter to his place to give over. This is the message. This is what we want to give over to our kids. Shabbos.
Can you read it? Can you remember it?